Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a Big 12 football fan, you should absolutely love this coach's poll that dropped this week. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference, and we so appreciate you being a part of the show. Whether it's on our YouTube channel, whether it's on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. Subscribe to both options regardless of what you prefer. Sometimes we do some stuff on YouTube that doesn't make it to the podcast and vice versa. So you want to be on both places. And as always, we appreciate our radio affiliates joining us here as a part of the show. So subscribe, podcast, YouTube. And that's a big way to build this show because we have less than a month to go until the start of college football season. So the coaches poll dropped this week. And everyone's going to talk about the top of the coaches poll because that's what, you know, run-of-the-mill, casual fans do. They just look at the top 5 or 10 teams, and they say, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, who's going to win the national championship? Well, for those of us who love college football because of the pageantry, for those of us who love college football because of September, October, November, and not just worrying about a Monday night in January, one thing is very clear. The Big 12 is going to be the most competitive and the most entertaining conference in America, and we've been telling you that all offseason. But as the polls start to drop, the AP is next week, the coaches' poll was this week, it's clear that that is becoming a consensus amongst all folks in college football who are in the know. So the coaches' poll dropped, and here's what we got. We got 5 Big 12 teams ranked, and then we got 5 teams in the Big 12 who received votes. So the highest-ranked Big 12 team in the coaches' poll was Utah at number 13. Then you had Kansas State at 17, Oklahoma State at 18, Arizona at 21, and Kansas at 24. So, I mean, that looks about right. I think the coaches' poll have had the Utah Utes higher than maybe some other preseason polls you might have seen elsewhere. But I respect that. I think that's exactly where Utah should be. And I'm okay, more than okay, with Utah being a top 15 team in the country and Utah being the highest-ranked team in the Big 12 in this coach's poll. No issues here whatsoever. Well-deserved, I'm cool with it. But then you also get 5 Big 12 teams receiving votes. All right, and that's notable, and I'll explain why in a second here. But the teams receiving votes, West Virginia, Iowa State, UCF, Texas Tech, and Colorado were among the teams receiving votes. So between teams ranked and teams receiving votes, the Big 12 had 10 teams of the 16 ranked or receiving votes. Now, to put that into perspective, where were the other power conferences? How many SEC teams were ranked and receiving votes? 12. What about the Big Ten? 10. The ACC had 9. So the Big 12 was tied with the Big Ten in number of teams ranked and receiving votes, beat out the ACC, and trailed the SEC by 2. If you were to ask people blindly on the street tomorrow, when you're walking around, hey, between all the conferences, you know, which conference had the most teams who were ranked and receiving votes in the college football coaches preseason poll? They'd say the SEC, they'd be right. They probably wouldn't realize the margin's not that big, but they'd be right. Who was second? Oh, the Big Ten. No, not so fast. Big 12 was there as well. And here's where it gets even better for the Big 12 conference. There's nobody in the top 10. Now, ideally, you want someone in the top 10, but if you're the Big 12 and you're going for the angle of we're going to be the most competitive, we're going to be the most entertaining, we are going to have the product and the entertainment in November that while, you know, Alabama is playing some FCS Florida A&M school, you know, before rivalry week, the Big 12 is going to be loaded up with conference play. Every game is going to matter, and it is going to be a down-of-the-wire finish in this league where November has an opportunity to be like the NCAA tournament for college football in the Big 12. You're basically going to have elimination games in this league throughout the entire month of November, and I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting for this conference, and the coaches' polling is just proving what we have been saying all offseason. This is what the Big 12 projects as. So even though the SEC has 12 teams who are ranked or receiving votes, I mean, the last SEC team receiving votes is South Carolina. Georgia's the number one team in the country in the preseason coaches poll. Does anybody think that South Carolina is going to be competing with Georgia, with Texas, and with Alabama when all is said and done? No, no one really believes that. But Utah has a late-season game at UCF, last game of the regular season. Utah is the Big 12 preseason favorite, the highest-ranked team in the coaches' poll. UCF was one of the last teams in the Big 12 to receive votes outside the top 25. It's entirely feasible that UCF and Utah are playing a game in November, final week of the season, that has Big 12 championship game implications. So that's something right there that you have to look at and say to yourself, oh, I see. I get it now. I understand why the Big 12 has arguably, and I would say definitely, the best on-field product from an entertainment perspective in college football going into this season. And the coaches' poll is just solidifying that. Now, CBS also put out its poll, and CBS had 5 Big 12 teams ranked. And it was the same 5 that were ranked in the coaches' poll. They had Utah. In this case, CBS had Utah come in at number 10. So they had Utah higher than the coaches' poll. Then they had Kansas State at 17. They had Oklahoma State at 19. They had Arizona at 22. And they had Kansas at 25. So the same 5 teams. Now, if I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, who's getting a little overvalued here? I'm fearful that Kansas is. You know, I think that Lance Leipold is just an incredible head coach. I'm a huge Lance Leipold guy. However, I sit here and I say to myself, are we buying Kansas too much? Are we overvaluing the Kansas Jayhawks? Because if Jalen Daniels doesn't stay healthy, there is no Jason Bean this year. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I am not going to let myself be overly reliant on the health of Jalen Daniels. I'm not going to do it. So, and I also am starting to wonder if Arizona is getting a little too much love. when you bring in a new staff, yes, you've got, you know, your star skill position guys back. You do have 15 returning starters. But I'm just wondering if maybe that Arizona love is becoming a little bit too much. And that was actually brought up in Phil Steele's bear market stock market index that he does every year. So those are the two teams that I'm like, I mean, they have every right to be in the top 25. It's not bad. It's just, if you're going to tell me of those five teams, who's not in the top 25 by the end of the year and which two Big 12 teams are in, I mean, swap out Kansas, Arizona, and you could make a great case for Iowa State. I'm very high on UCF. West Virginia, I like. However, that schedule is just brutal to start the season in non-conference and in Big 12 play. They got 11 Power 5 games. So there's still a lot for West Virginia that I want to see early in the year just to get over that hump, because it is just brutal for them. And Neil Brown has said as much on the show. If you haven't seen that, you're going to want to find it on YouTube or on the podcast. Just search Heartland College Sports, subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for being here on the show. We appreciate you as always. Hit the thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, and hit the 5-star on iTunes or Spotify. It does make a very big difference. It's a reason that we have dominated the Big 12 podcast scene for a very long time.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. all made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
It's really because of you guys. Without you, we can't keep growing. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us as a part of the show, as always. And, you know, it's going to be here before we know it, the college football season. I can't wait. Now, I look at the Big 12, and, you know, this has been a topic of conversation on our forums, which I would also hope you would join as the season gets started. There's been a lot of action on there. There's been this topic of conversation as to how much the new Big 12 fans that are on our forums, and they're respectful about it, but do they respect Big 12 defenses? The more some of the newer fans are talking on our forums, the more it's pretty clear to me that they don't, and they've said as much they don't. And I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with that. If you got to see it to believe it, that's cool. I'm not going to hold that against you. But I'm telling you right now, this conference is not what many outside of it perceive it to be. It's not cheap trickery, air raid, don't run the ball. That's just not what the Big 12 is, and that's not what the Big 12 has been for at least going on half a decade now. And if you need evidence of that, just look at what came out with the Doak Walker Award preseason watch list. 12 players from the Big 12 Conference. Now, I know that there's dozens of players, but still, if you think the Big 12 is where it was a decade ago, this should be proof that it's not if you're new to the conference. 10 different teams earned some love on this list. So the Doak Walker Award is given to the best running back in America. 10 years ago, the Big 12 was not getting a dozen players on the Doak Walker preseason watch list. If there was one player on it, it was a big deal. And it was probably just as a favor to the league in some capacity, right? But that's not the case anymore. You look at the 12 Big 12 players who are on the Doak Walker watch list, Arizona's Jacory Kroski-Merritt, Arizona State's Cameron Scadabo, BYU's L.J. Martin, Iowa State's Abu Sama, Kansas's Devin Neal, Kansas's Daniel Hyshaw, Kansas State's D.J. Giddens, Oklahoma State's Ollie Gordon, Texas Tech's Taj Brooks, UCF's R.J. Harvey, and West Virginia's C.J. Donaldson and Jaheim White. So Kansas and West Virginia each had two running backs on the list. And then you had Arizona, Arizona State, BYU, Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech and UCF all also represented on the Doak Walker preseason watch list. That's where the Big 12 is right now. Now, does the Big 12 have SEC defensive linemen across the board? No, it does not. That's right now the biggest difference, I would say, is the defensive front seven between, let's say, the SEC and the Big 12. But the Big 12 is not playing the game it was playing a decade ago. Art Briles is not here, okay? Cliff Kingsbury is not here. Mike Gundy is here, but the days of Brandon Whedon and Justin Blackman are mostly gone. Ollie Gordon's on that list. Ollie Gordon is the reason at running back, not Alan Bowman, that Oklahoma State can get to a college football playoff this year. So once we're all on the same page when it comes to that, when it comes to what the Big 12 is, I think there will be more respect from the new teams and their fan bases as to the fact that this league does play defense, and they'll be surprised by it. And I hope they're pleasantly surprised by what they see from an Oklahoma State stingy, very underrated defense. Matt Campbell, same thing, stingy, very underrated defense. Kansas State, chalk it right up to a stingy, underrated defense. And that's something that I think is going to continue to pay dividends for this conference as it moves forward. It does not get the credit it deserves from a defensive perspective. And that's okay. We know that's going to be the case. I'm not going to sit here and complain for 10 minutes about the college football media. We know what it consists of. And I also understand that Utah, Arizona, Arizona State fans, and Colorado fans have not watched a lot of Big 12 football here lately, and I don't blame them. I haven't watched any Arizona State games. I mean, I said on the forums the other day, I don't think I've watched more than 5 minutes of an Arizona State football game in my life. And I don't say that to be insulting at all to the Sun Devils. Like, I'm just right here in Kansas City, middle America, Big 12 dude, watching all the Big 12 teams. And, you know, Pac-12 after dark is fun, but by then I'm working on content for the website, for the show. That's what I'm doing. I may have it on in the background, but, you know, Arizona State's been down for a few years anyway. It's been a rough go there. And I brought this up because, you know, we've been wondering on this show and elsewhere where exactly the Arizona State fans are. So now they're showing up in our forums, and they're awesome. I mean, they're, you know, they've given us some great information on how this team got to where it is in terms of how it's been on the struggle bus for so long, what happened, how the whole Herm Edwards thing went down. It's all up there on the forums. You can read it for yourself, but it's informative. And I love that we're getting these Sun Devil fans to kind of come into the mix here. And what they're mostly saying to us is, we're just laying low. We know we're on the struggle bus. We're laying low. It's cool. We're going to be okay. But right now, there's not a lot for us to be crowing about. And I can totally respect that. That's one of those things where I'm like, you know what? I'm good with that. I respect that. I'm like, if your team's not doing it, don't be a blowhard about it. Just, you know, sit there and chill. Lay low. Watch the rebuild. And that's exactly what's going on here. Now, as we go through all these preseason top 25s that are coming out this week, and as I noted, next week is going to be the AP poll, Joel Klatt dropped his top 25. And he's got Utah leading the way. He's got him at number 9. So the love for Utah runs deep for Joel Klatt. He's got him at number 9. Then he's got Kansas State at 16, Oklahoma State at 17, Arizona at 21, Kansas at 20, Arizona at 21. So Joel Klatt's a little bit higher on the Big 12 teams than the coaches poll and the CBS Sports preseason poll. And Joel Klatt's always been very fair to the Big 12. If there's someone I want to get on this show who I have not been able to get on this show yet, it's Joel Klatt. I am a huge fan of his voice for college football. He brings something different from all the ESPN guys. He's kind of like my bucket list dude. I mean, we've had great people on the show in terms of media personalities. I mean, Josh Pate, Tim Brando, Phil Steele is going to be coming on. A lot of great people have come on this show. We've had multiple Big 12 coaches on. But Joel Klatt's like, I want to get him. That's my guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for and really like as a broad college football analyst. And clearly, he's higher on the Big 12 than what you're seeing from some of the other preseason lists. And that tells me that for one of the best voices and most knowledgeable people who covers this sport to be higher on the Big 12 than some average coaches poll, not average, but, you know, you're finding the median, it's everyone's poll thrown to one, that's good for the league. I mean, I think that we are heading for a season here where if things break right for this conference, in non-conference play, which we've talked about extensively, things need to break right there. You got to get some big non-conference wins. And then if you have a big November, a thrilling November, while you're sitting there with 6-7 teams in the mix the last 3 weeks, while the SEC is playing FCS games with, you know, basically their SEC championship game decided by November 10, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this conference. And suddenly people are going to be saying, you know what? Maybe this Big 12 thing is on to something. And ESPN, to their credit, even wrote about it. I mean, ESPN had a piece the other day that was titled, "The SEC and the Big 10 are better and richer, but no one will have more fun than the Big 12. Bill Connelly, ESPN, wrote this. And he's right. We are going to have so much fun. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to be favorites to have a team crowned national champion. I don't deny that. But we are going to have so much freaking fun in this conference every week, your mind is going to be blown. And that's what it's all about. Yes, we want to get national championships. We want to be competitive in the college football playoff. I don't want to see one Big 12 team make the playoff, get the bye, and then get blown out by 4 touchdowns in a quarterfinal game. I don't want to see that. I would be disappointed by that. But I'm telling you right now, when conference play gets going in mid-September, late September, and this league is running straight through to the Big 12 Championship, AT&T Stadium in December, we're going to be having the time of our lives. Meantime, what's going to happen in the SEC and the Big Ten is you're going to have, you know, the Mississippi State fans, the Indiana fans, the Rutgers fans, they're going to be holding up their SEC, their dopey conference signs. That's what they'll be doing. Because most of that league, those leagues, will have very little to play for come mid-October. And the Big 12 is just going to be cooking by mid-October. And that is what is going to make this just absolutely awesome. Stanley writes here on YouTube, Pete, it's the biggest year ever for the Kansas teams together. You know, I'd have to agree with that. Both Kansas and Kansas State ranked in the coaches' poll in the preseason. They may very well both be ranked in the AP poll come next week. And, you know, when you think about it, during the Mark Mangino era at Kansas, when, you know, KU was, like, getting the Orange Bowls and stuff, K-State was down because that was during the Ron Prince era. So that's an excellent point. And I'll tell you right now, as a Kansas resident, I don't, you know, I'm not going to be biased towards Kansas or Kansas State. Some of you claim I am, but I didn't go to either school. I live here in the Kansas City area. I'm on the Kansas side of the state line. But that is such a great point. It could be a very special season when you think about it, because Kansas State was down towards the tail end of Bill Snyder's first tenure into the Ron Prince era, and then Snyder had to rebuild that thing over a couple of years. And by the time he had rebuilt it to 2011, which was the Colin Klein years, you know, that's when K-State was, what, undefeated in late November, and Baylor beat them to end their perfect season. That's, Kansas was falling off a cliff by then. So these two teams together have not gotten a lot of hype. And Kansas is a state that obviously does not have the per capita talent of a Texas, or even, you know, probably an Oklahoma. I'd have to look. But Kansas does have some under-recruited gems. You know, Kansas does not have the rules of Texas where they're not practicing all year round, so it's a little bit different. You're not going to have the guys who are as developed in Kansas as they are in Texas because the high school football rules, how much you can work out, off-season training, off-season practice is different. I mean, Texas is now year-round. So the 17, 18-year-old out of Texas is always going to be more developed than the 17, 18-year-old out of Kansas, just generally speaking. And the success model, especially for Kansas State, has always been to get those, you know, under-recruited three-star guys out of Kansas and turn them into hometown heroes. And by the way, not that Avery Johnson was under-recruited. He wasn't, obviously. He was one of the top recruits in Kansas State history. But when you get Avery Johnson as the hometown guy and you get him with, you know, he's going to be playing, obviously, with his childhood best friend. It is going to be unbelievable to watch Dylan Edwards, Avery Johnson, two Kansas guys at K-State, potentially leading that program to, dare I say, a college football playoff. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying that is very much in the cards. And with the automatic bid, the expectations should be there for Kansas State to win the Big 12, and that means they're in the college football playoff. We've got this here also on YouTube. Pete, can't wait until the season starts. I think a Big 12 team surprises college football by the end of the season in late January. So you're saying a Big 12 team is going to be in the national championship, if that's what you're insinuating. I don't see it. I want to be wrong, to be clear, but I don't see that. But there will be a Big 12 team that surprises, and I've written about this on the website. When you look at the Big 12, for the last 4 years, there has been a middle-of-the-pack team that has always risen to the top and found itself in a Big 12 championship game. Last year, Oklahoma State was predicted middle-of-the-pack. Obviously, Texas won it. 2 years ago, TCU was predicted to be like seventh, I think it was, in the Big 12. They didn't win the Big 12 title game, but they got to the playoff and got to a national championship. 3 years ago, it was Baylor, who nobody saw coming, who ended up winning the Big 12 championship. So history tells us the Big 12 will have that preseason middle-of-the-pack team that rises. Who's it going to be? You know, I think the options are plentiful, but I've looked at UCF. I've looked at West Virginia, Texas Tech. They all can be Iowa State. They all can be kind of on that list of teams that's right now predicted 6th, 7th, 8th that can rise to the top when all is said and done in this conference. And that's what's going to make it fascinating. Easily 8 teams in this conference should feel like if things break right, they can win the Big 12, which means they're in a college football playoff. What other conference is saying that? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here. Before you leave, and don't go anywhere, drop a 5-star rating and review if you're on the podcast right now. It helps us so much, and the podcast has grown for almost a decade because of you. Can you take 30 seconds out, leave the 5-star rating and review? We're at 700 and something ratings. I want to get to 800 by the start of the season. Can you help us do that? Just hit the 5-star. It takes you a second. And then, of course, on the YouTube page, subscribe. Make sure you're here. Hit that thumbs up. And it's a great way to help us continue to build the show and share with 5 friends. All right? And we're on the forums every day. Don't miss out. Click on the forums tab at Heartland College Sports. We are building that community, and it has been so fun to really get to know some of the people who have been consuming our content for years and some who have just been here for days. So thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.